Jonathan? Jonathan? What are you doing?
I've told my guys that we need to take the whole thing down.
All the scaffolding?
And the little cabin.
But we approved the child's play area right here.
I can't set up a carousel, let alone a climbing wall. There's a risk of the children having major accidents. This is no good at all. We've got subsidence. I'm going to ask for a thorough geological survey to see if we can change materials or if we have to change locations.
How long is this going to take?
2 months. Watch out, guys!
There's no other solution but to wait for the survey?
The Agile Garden. Episode 5. How to work together as an agile team.
After speaking to Lydia, our agile coach, I came up with the idea of getting you all together to find a solution to Jonathan's problem, due to your different skills.
Or rather, thanks to your complementary skills. It's a good idea to discuss things now, at the moment the problem arises. It's important in agile to work as a team. To begin with, Jonathan, could you summarize your problem for us, please?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. Being an engineer, I can't install the infrastructure planned for the playground because there's a landslide.
Do you guys see a way to solve Jonathan's problem?
I beg your pardon. I have to get
this. Mr. Mayor, we need your help.
I'll be back.
So, Manon, what would you say?
Listen, I'm a landscape gardener, so I thought I'd have more of a sideline role here. I don't know how I can help you. But I know that I can't plant a lawn.
What about you, Steve?
Well, for me, it's difficult because I suppose we could build the carousel somewhere else, but I don't know if the land would be suitable. And the mayor is absolutely adamant about the carousel.
As you can see, when you only look at the problem with your own skills, you get stuck and can't find a solution on your own. You've finally expressed your issues and constraints. Now that we understand them better, we can look for a group solution to the problem.
In any case, I can use just one part of the ground that isn't damaged, to be sure, and I can reinforce the climbing walls with stronger materials.
Well, if you like, I can be quite prompt and get you the supply rates early next week.
Great.
However, I'm still worried about the sagging part. If there's a landslide, even a small one, it could be dangerous.
Well, I was thinking...
Yes, Manon?
I could come up with plants with deep roots to strengthen the soil on the sinking part.
Interesting.
It could be a rest area and also a multi-purpose play area, perhaps, as it has to adapt to the ground and vegetation.
But no carousel.
No, impossible.
Okay. So that'll ensure that we keep a nice area to walk around in.
We can even imagine a natural play area where you can discover plants according to the seasons.
That's a good idea. So, we've sorted out a big part of the problem.
I'm all yours. So, you've come up with a solution to set up the carousel here?
Oh, no.
While you were away, Mr. Mayor, solutions were found, and we didn't decide on the carousel.
I commissioned this public garden for my town and its residents. And I can tell you that they need a space where they can share moments with their families. It's crucial.
But not necessarily a carousel.
If I understand correctly, the most important thing is the idea of spending family time together.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right.
I think you're close. You see, you've really worked together, each explaining your constraints, integrating those of others, and using your skills to come up with a group solution that works. No one could have come up with the solution on their own.
I really like the idea of it ending up as a family area.
And we could also carve out of another, more secure part of the garden.
Well, we've got a smaller play area, but we've kept the slides, zip lines, and climbing walls.
Especially with Manon's helpful solution, we can use the whole reinforced part of the area with the new plants for natural interactive games.
I never thought the resolution would come from me.
You were already a team. Now you're an agile team. And you, does your team have the time and resources to work together to solve problems which nobody has a solution? Within your team, do you communicate sufficiently as you go along so that everyone can come up with solutions that meet the common problem, the challenges, and everyone's constraints?